Okay, so let's jump into this case, Collins v. Cena Combs. It's a case out of Alabama, and it really kind of makes you think about, how long is a builder actually responsible for a building?
Yeah, this one is fascinating, really. I mean, it brings up negligence and foreseeability, and then this thing called the rule of repose, which most people probably haven't heard of.
Yeah, I'll admit the rule of repose was a new one for me.
Right. And it all comes back to this pretty awful apartment fire back in 2004.
So, to understand the case, we kind of got to go back in time a bit, right? Back to 1982, when Cena Combs built this apartment complex called Hunter's Ridge.
Right. And just a little detail that becomes a big deal later is that they didn't use a licensed architect when they were designing it and putting together the specifications.
Okay, so fast forward more than 20 years, and you have this fire rip through one of the buildings. And tragically, a resident, April Collins, dies, and some other folks are injured.
Yeah, it was arson. The arsonist pled guilty.
Right, so we know who started the fire. But the case isn't about that, really. It's about, well, whose fault is it that the fire was so bad? I mean, was the builder, even though they built the place over 20 years ago, were they negligent in some way?
Exactly. The families of the victims sued Cena Combs, the builder, and they also sued the current owner of the building. They said that both of them were negligent. They said that they didn't use the right fire retardant materials and the sprinkler system wasn't good enough, and that the windows were too small to escape from recently.
Yeah, this is where it gets really interesting to me. I mean, does a builder have to protect against any fire, even if someone sets it on purpose? Or is it just, are they only on the hook for accidental fires?
Yeah, that's the question the court had to answer. And ultimately, the Alabama Supreme Court, they said that it doesn't matter how the fire started. They said the builder has a duty to make the building safe from fire, period.
So that's a pretty broad responsibility. But wait, didn't you mention something about a time limit on suing builders?
Oh, right, the rule of repose. See, in Alabama, you can't sue somebody over construction defects after 20 years.
Ah, okay. So wouldn't that mean Cena Combs was off the hook? I mean, they built the place way back in 82.
Yeah, that's what the dissenting judges said. They said the rule of repose should have protected Cena Combs.
So how did the majority get around that?
Well, they focused on when the legal claim actually started. They said that it didn't begin in 1982, it began in 2004 when the fire happened. Yeah, I mean, just a couple of years can make all the difference in a case like this.
Wow, so with little maneuvering there. But then there's that, you mentioned another opinion, a concurring opinion.
Oh, right, Justice Murdoch. He agreed with the majority decision, but he said that the whole rule of repose thing was, well, kind of messy. Like, it needed to be clarified. It could cause problems in future cases.
Interesting. So we've got a lot to unpack here. The builder's responsibility, this rule of repose, and what it all means for, well, anyone involved with buildings.
So, we were just talking about how this case kind of changes how we think about a builder's responsibility. It's not just over when the building's built, right?
Right. Yeah. So, what does that actually look like in practice? What do builders and even, property owners, what do they need to think about because of this decision?
Well, I think the big thing is that, it's a real wake-up call. Collins v. Cena Combs, it basically says you can't just meet the building codes when you're building and then forget about it. You got to be thinking about fire risks down the line too.
So it's not just okay, we build it, we're done. They have to think about how the building might change over time.
Yeah, exactly. How it ages, how the materials might, wear down, and how that could make it more dangerous in a fire.
And the court really emphasized that general risk of fire thing, right? Not just focusing on the arson in this specific case.
Right. It's more like a broader view of fire safety. Like they're saying, look, fires can happen. You got to be prepared.
So it's like not just about preventing accidents, but being ready for, well, anything.
Yeah. And that changes things practically too. I mean, think about things like, putting sprinklers in old buildings or using fire-resistant materials from the start and making sure people can get out no matter what, even if the building changes over the years.
It makes you think about all these old buildings we have. They probably need to be looked at with this case in mind.
Yeah, for sure. And it's not just builders who need to, pay attention. Property owners too, like keeping up with maintenance, making sure those fire systems are working, watching out for any hazards. It's all part of being responsible, especially after this case.
So it's like the shared responsibility now, right? From the beginning to, as long as the building is standing.
Exactly. And then, of course, we've got that question about the rule of repose. Justice Murdoch, he definitely thought that needed some work.
Yeah, that's a big one. I mean, could this case change how that rule is used, maybe even in other states?
Well, it's possible. Each state kind of does its own thing with the rule of repose, but you know, this case could get people thinking, like legal experts, and even lawmakers. Maybe they'll want to take another look at those time limits, especially when it comes to things like fire safety, where the danger can last for years.
So we could be seeing a much bigger impact from this case than just, you know, this one building in Alabama.
Yeah, I think so. It's really a fascinating example of how one case can change the way we think about, you know, big issues, like how far does responsibility go, and what about these legal time limits? And, you know, it's all about keeping people safe in the end, which is something we all care about.
So much to think about with this case, but like, you know, for everyone listening, especially the lawyers and law students, what are the big takeaways here?
Well, if we kind of zoom out a bit, I think Collins v. Sinek Holmes, you know, it shows us that how you approach these kinds of cases really matters. Like, the lawyers for the victims, they were smart.
What do you mean?
Well, they focused on that idea of general risk. Like, fire is a risk in any building, and the builder should have thought about that. They didn't get stuck on the arson. You know, they didn't make it about that one guy.
So they made it about the bigger picture, the responsibility to prevent fires in general.
Exactly. And that's, you know, that's something for lawyers to keep in mind. And the other thing is, you got to really understand these legal concepts, like the rule of repose. Knowing how that works, the different timelines, it can be the difference between winning and losing a case.
Yeah, those little details, they can really trip you up.
They really can. And then, you know, Justice Murdoch, in his opinion, he was really saying, hey, this rule of repose, it's not perfect. Like, it needs some work. So who knows? Maybe we'll see some changes in the law because of this case.
So the story isn't over yet.
Nope, not at all. I mean, this could change how we think about all sorts of things, builder liability, how to make buildings safer, you know, and those legal deadlines we were talking about. It's a case that could have a ripple effect.
It's interesting too, because you've got the legal stuff, but then you also have, you know, this real tragedy. A woman died, families were hurt. It's easy to forget about that part sometimes.
It is, and that's, you know, that's why we do what we do, right? The law is about people in the end.
Well, this has been a really eye-opening deep dive. Collins v. Sinek Holmes. It's a case that asks some big questions, like, you know, who's responsible when something like this happens? And how long does that responsibility last? It's something we'll probably be debating for a while.
It is, and it leaves us with something to ponder. You know, we build these buildings to last for years and years. So how do we make sure they stay safe? And how do we hold people accountable when something goes wrong, even, you know, even decades later? That's something for all of us to think about. Builders, property owners, lawyers, everyone.
Definitely a lot to consider. Well, thanks for joining me for this deep dive. And for everyone listening, stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll be tackling another fascinating legal case, this story as well.